In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The reading from Matthew 25 is the historic gospel reading for next Sunday, the second last Sunday of the church year. It deals with the final judgment, a topic the last 3 weeks of St. Michael's Tide and Pentecost reviews thoroughly. What is it then that this text describes about the last day? Verse 1. Before him shall be gathered all nations. All. All living and dead. That is, all who have been born since Adam and Eve and have died. All who are living now. And all who are born and will be born and who will die between now and that last day. That's the gathering. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Here on earth, men are thrown together, believers, unbelievers. But when the Lord shall come again, then there will be a separation. The sheep on the right hand, true believers, who as poor, helpless sinners have in faith received Christ as their Savior. Of them, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice." My voice attached to the waters of baptism, my voice attached to the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper, my voice attached to the word of the Holy Scriptures. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. The goats on the left are the stubborn ones who have refused to receive that word. Among these goats on the left will be found not only the open unbelievers, but also all hypocrites. For not all that say to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. No, some will be found on the left. For in spite of all empiricists, in spite of all fine words, they did not in faith receive Christ, but trusted rather in themselves, their own works, their own suffering. And this separation will be the work of a moment. The all-wise and almighty Son of God, the searcher of the hearts of men, will not need slowly and painfully to look over every individual. But in a moment, he will in loving kindness draw the sheep to his right, and with irresistible force drive the goats to the left. Through this separation, the judge has rendered his verdict, and the die is cast. And from this verdict, there is absolutely no appeal. Here on earth, if men feel that the judge has erred, they may carry their case to a higher and ever higher court, till they reach the final court of appeal. But on the last day, the Lord Jesus Christ is the supreme judge. From his verdict, there is no appeal. Those whom he has placed on the right are there to stay, and those on the left cannot be transferred. After the judge, by the separation, has given his verdict, he will turn to those at his right and welcome them, and prove before all the world that he did not make a mistake, that none are on the right side that belong on the left. Come, he says, ye blessed of my Father. Yes, ye blessed, blessed from all eternity. Blessed in time when Jesus came to live and die for them. Blessed when the gospel of Christ came to them in God's word and sacraments. Blessed when the Spirit of God persuaded them to believe. To them he says, come, inherit the kingdom. They did not earn it by what they did or endured. It's a gift, an inheritance, prepared before the foundations of the world, before they had ever done good or evil. After the judge has thus welcomed them, he goes on to prove that he has made no mistake, that only true believers in Christ are at the right hand. But how can he do this? Is not faith in the heart invisible to men? By all means. And yet the judge will reveal the faith of the believers. For where there is faith, there is love. It's simply impossible for the heart to trust in Jesus, to believe that he died for one, and not to love him. And where there is love, there is works. Love cannot be hid. If you love your wife, you show it, and others can see it. And thus, by the works, the judge will show the love and faith of the heart. Notice the emphasis when he turns to those on the right. I was and hungered, and ye fed me, Jesus says. Jesus does not speak of works in general, but of the works done to him and for him, for love to him. What is not done for love to him simply does not count and has no value in the judgment. You have done it unto me, he says, and thus you have shown your faith. However, do not Christians also sin? Of course. They must confess that daily, that they sin much and indeed deserve nothing but punishment. But every day they plead that their sins be washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. And God hears that prayer. Their sins are washed away. And so when the believers appear before the judgment throne, there is nothing left of their sins. The only things that remain are the works they did for love of Jesus. Then the judge will turn to those on the left and prove that they belong there. And that they belong there, the judge again will prove by their works. Where there's no faith, there's no love. And where there's no love, there are no works of love. Again, note the emphasis. Ye have not done it unto me, Jesus says. The judge does not deny that they did works, perhaps even many works, works that had a wonderful appearance before men. We know from experience that some rank unbelievers are rich in philanthropic works. But what is wrong with their works? They are not done for love to Jesus. They do them perhaps because they fear hell, perhaps because they wish to earn heaven, perhaps because they're looking for a good name, perhaps because of natural sympathy, perhaps any number of reasons, but not for love of Jesus, since they believe not in him. And so their works shine before men, but they have no value before God. Jesus says, ye have not done it unto me. And since they have no faith, they come before the judgment throne with all their sins. Thus the verdict can only be, depart from me. And the separation is eternal. Today we are living. Tomorrow we may not be. Why did God give us today? That we may prepare for the day when we must appear before God's judgment throne. We make use, therefore, of the means of grace, that the Spirit of God keep us in faith and love. And we too will hear the words of the judge, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.